And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I can't believe they pitched a no-hitter against us.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes, Tamika.
But Campbell County wins the All-Star softball game every year. I should have been on the team. I could have gotten a hit.
Yeah, maybe you would have. But it's a lot easier to say that from the stands.
Well, I'm still wondering why your team seemed to be so baffled by the opposing pitcher's curveball. Solving it was a matter of simple physics.
Eugene, they don't allow calculators in the batter's box.
Oh, pity.
Whit! Oh, Whit!
What is it?
Well, we have to talk.
What's wrong?
You won't believe this. You are never going to believe it.
Well, please elucidate, Mr. Riley.
Well, I'm being sued!
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
How could you be sued?
What on earth are you being sued for, Tom?
Believe it or not, it's for how I coach the Coyotes softball team.
What?
That's absurd.
Look here. It says, a lawsuit on behalf of Ashley Jenkins in relation to...
Ashley? As in our Ashley? As in the Ashley who comes into Wit's End on occasion?
She's the one.
But what exactly could she be suing you for?
Well, take a look.
Unfair and biased treatment. What's that?
Violating her civil rights?
A lawsuit in the amount of... Good heavens.
Wow! And I thought there were a lot of zeros on the scoreboard today.
Mr. Riley, this is most serious. Entire corporations have been rendered bankrupt by such litigiousness. If you don't fight this, you could lose the farm. Literally! This calls for dramatic action.
Well, what are you suggesting that I do?
First and foremost, you must hire an attorney. Someone who could accurately and fairly separate truth from deceit.
Well, unfortunately, money's pretty tight right now at the Timothy Center, so I'm not sure I could afford a lawyer.
But Mr. Riley, a case of this magnitude requires true courtroom savvy.
Like I just said, I can't afford
a... All right, Mr. Riley, you talked me into it. I'll do it!
But you're not a lawyer.
Well, not in the professional sense, of course, but I took a civil law class during my time at college, and since then, I've continued to study law books for light bedtime reading.
I don't know.
Oh, I assure you, Mr. Riley, my rates will be very reasonable, far better than you'd get at any professional local law firm.
Well...
Eugene is very knowledgeable about civil law, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's helped me prepare legal filings before.
Hire a lawyer or hire Eugene. Pull a horse's tooth or get kicked by a cow.
Huh?
Oh, all right. You can be my lawyer, Eugene.
Excellent. We'll begin to construct our case immediately. Let's see. First off, we'll need logistical flow charts depicting the chain of events. I'll create intricate diagrams of the playing fields to track each incident. But, of course, the first thing we'll need will
Now, hold on, Eugene. Just hold on. The first thing we need to do is talk to Ashley and her dad.
Mr. Riley, you are quite correct. A summit is in order, provided that I do the talking.
You? Oh, but...
I understand your hesitation, Mr. Riley, but as you are unskilled in the legal area, we must be very certain that you don't give away our case strategy.
We have a strategy?
Yes, and I'm formulating it even as we speak. Pardon me. I shall phone the Jenkins post-haste.
Yes, but we... Oh, boy. What have I done?
I think you made the right decision, Mr. Riley.
Oh, yes. Eugene gets excited about things, but he is a good person to have on your side.
Well, I'm sure that's true. But I feel like I just let a pyromaniac borrow my lighter.
Well, thanks, but no thanks. I'm sure we'll be talking. Goodbye.
Who is that, Dad?
Eugene Meltzner. Apparently, he's representing Tom.
Oh.
I told him that unless he wanted to settle now, we'd discuss everything in court.
Yeah, court.
What's the matter, Ashley?
Do we really have to sue Mr. Riley? I mean, that's so big.
Well, sure it's big, sweetheart. But you may have lost your only chance at the college of your choice because of Tom.
College? That's 4 years away.
True, but if it hadn't been for Tom, Briarhurst Academy would be recruiting you for high school. And athletes at Briarhurst are usually offered scholarships by all the best colleges. Tom may have hurt your future. Don't you think he should be held responsible for that?
I guess, but it still feels weird. And you know, court is kind of scary.
Oh, don't worry about that. You'll be telling your side of the story, that's all.
But what if their lawyer's really tough on me?
This is Eugene Meltzner we're talking about. He's about as intimidating as an unsalted cracker. But here, I think I can set your mind at ease.
How?
Let's go through your whole testimony right now. Pretend I'm our lawyer and you're talking to the jury. I'll ask you questions the same way they will in court. And you'll see there's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Good. All right, Miss Jenkins, let's start at the beginning. I'd like you to tell the jury what happened at your first softball practice with the Coyotes.
Well, sir, the first practice was back in May. The whole team was together at the softball field in McAllister Park. Mr. Riley and I were playing catch.
Great throw, Ashley. You've been practicing on your own in the off-season, haven't you?
Nice hit.
Yeah, a little.
I'm impressed.
Run.
That shows a lot of commitment. Good for you.
Thanks, Coach. It all started so great. He kept telling me what a good hitter I was and saying nice things about my pitching. Then one day, everything changed.
Would you please tell the court the exact date when it changed?
I don't remember the date, but what happened was anything but forgettable. We were working on catching grounders.
Here it comes, Tamika.
Oh, man, how did I miss that?
Oh, that's okay, Tamika. You'll get the next one. Ready, Ashley?
Ready, Coach.
Ah! Come on, Ashley. You should be getting those by now. Concentrate.
If it was just once, I wouldn't have noticed. But all of a sudden, nothing was good enough for him.
No, Ashley, don't wind up like that. If you're gonna throw a curveball, you'll give yourself away.
He treated me differently than everybody else.
Well, nice job, Tamika. Ashley, you gotta follow through on your throws.
I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Tell the court what happened that evening.
I came home and my dad was there. Oh.
Hey, sugar, what's the matter?
Mr. Riley hates me.
What? What makes you say that?
He was mean to me for the whole practice.
You're saying he was nice to you until just today?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What?
I didn't tell you this before, but I was a little worried when I heard that Tom was going to be your coach.
Why?
Because he might have a problem with you because you're my daughter.
What?
Well, when I was Mayor Bill Jenkins and Tom was on the town council, he and I, well, we didn't get along. If I said good morning to him, he'd call in a team of weathermen to prove me wrong.
What does that have to do with me?
Nothing, I thought. Especially when you told me what a great coach he was. But they also had a vote last night at the city council meeting.
About what?
Well, they voted to put a new highway between Odyssey and Connellsville.
Yeah? So?
Tom and I debated that issue for years, and Tom was against it, mainly because the highway would go through his land. And I was for it, and I said so last night.
So that's why he's mad at me?
Maybe. I always thought Tom was above petty grudges, even if we disagreed, but maybe now, after all these years, his true colors are finally showing. Tell you what, you watch Tom closely over the next few games, and let me know what you think.
Coach Riley?
Hey, Ashley.
I looked at the roster, and I saw that you had me playing shortstop again.
Uh-huh.
I really think that I should pitch.
Well, thanks for the suggestion, but I'm having Max pitch this game.
Well, you know, I played shortstop last game and we lost. Do you think there's a connection?
I doubt it.
How about if I make you a deal?
What?
I pitch the first few innings, and then you can take me out if I'm not doing well.
Oh, you're quite a negotiator.
And I'll clean up the team's gear after the game, too.
Now, Ashley.
Please, Mr. Riley.
Sometimes you are just like your dad. But I think we'll keep you at shortstop.
You're just like your dad. In your opinion, Miss Jenkins, was Tom Riley making a judgment about you based on his dealings with your father?
Yes.
And do you feel you were discriminated against because of this?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the All-Star game, Miss Jenkins. I understand that each coach in the league can pick someone on their team to go to the All-Star game. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you believe that you would be picked this year?
Well, everyone said that I was the best player.
Why was this particular All-Star game so important?
Scouts from Briarhurst Academy High School in Richland go to the game. It's the only local game they go to. I was counting on them recruiting me for their softball team. And this would be my one big chance for them to see me play.
So, Ashley, did Mr. Riley pick you to go to the All-Star game?
Well, no. He picked Kimberly Masters, who's good, but, well, not as good as me.
And what did you do, Miss Jenkins?
What could I do? Tell Mr. Riley that he wasn't being fair? He wouldn't listen to me. But I told my dad about it, and that's when he decided to sue.
Do you have anything else to add, Miss Jenkins?
I think that's it.
Then the plaintiff rests her case, Your Honor. See, that wasn't so tough, was it?
You're right. We'll see Mr. Riley in court.
Oh, hi, Ashley.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker. What are you doing here?
Oh, I love the library. I usually come here at least once a week. How about you?
Just reading.
Well, you usually come to Wits End to read.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it would be a good idea to go there right now.
Because of the lawsuit?
Yeah. I'm sure Mr. Riley hates me.
Oh, no, not at all, Ashley. He's worried about what could happen to you. He doesn't want you getting hurt.
You're just saying this to make me stop suing him, aren't you?
I'm not trying to make you do anything.
I didn't want this to happen, you know.
Well, it's not too late to try and fix things. You haven't even gone to court yet. Isn't there any way that you could just sit down with him and talk about this?
My dad didn't think it was a good idea.
Well, I wouldn't want to disagree with your father, but if you have a chance over the next few days, just think about that first practice and how you felt about Tom then. You came to Wits End and told me what a great coach he was. Well, believe it or not, Ashley, he is still the same guy now. Anyway, I'll let you and your father sort it out. Oh, and you know, you don't have to worry about coming by Wits End. We're not mad at you. I'll see you around, Ashley.
Bye. Oh, boy.
Hello?
Mr. Riley, I'm calling in regards to the case. There may be mitigating factors...
I'm sorry, but I don't want any of whatever you're selling. Huh? And could you take me off your list?
Mr. Riley, this is Eugene, your legal counsel.
Oh, Eugene! Well, what were you saying?
Well, it could be sensational news. Our opposition may have cracked under the weight of my detailed legal work.
What are you talking about?
I was the wooden horse to their Troy, the Samson to their Gaza Temple, the thorn to their Androcles.
Eugene, will you just tell me what happened?
Mr. Jenkins called and said that he and Ashley want to meet with us.
Really? Well, that's great news. When are we meeting?
Well, this very day, at Wits End. Mr. Whitaker has agreed to be a moderator, but it may only be a formality. I wouldn't be surprised if they decided to drop the case entirely after they saw subsection D of my report.
Oh, well, then I'll see you there.
Well, wait. Don't you want me to tell you about subsection D?
I'll talk to you later.
But it has pie charts.
Thanks for letting us use your office, Whit.
Oh, yeah, sure. We shouldn't be disturbed here.
All right, I believe we're all here.
Ashley, since you're the plaintiff, why don't you begin?
Yes. Excellent notion. That would match legal precedent.
Hold on, Eugene. Hmm? Whit, I wouldn't want to mess with any legal precedent, but Could I talk first?
Ashley, Bill?
Okay with me.
That's fine.
I read through the document you sent me, and I think I understand where you're coming from pretty well. And so, I should make a couple of things plain. In your suit, you claim that I treated you differently than the other players. Well, you're right. I did.
Let me interject for a moment. When Mr. Riley says that he treated you differently, that doesn't mean that he's admitting to a bias of any sort.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, Eugene.
But Mr. Riley, we don't
understand. Shh. Ashley, I talked to Tamika earlier and got her permission to tell you this part.
Tamika? What does she have to do with anything?
Something happened midway through the season. I think it was around the time of our fifth practice or so.
Hi, Coach Riley. You want me to get Ashley's autograph for you?
Her autograph?
She's gonna be famous someday.
Oh, is that right?
She told me yesterday that she wanted to play softball in college. She and her dad think she might even get a scholarship.
Well, I think she could, too, if she keeps at it. She's a talented young lady. Maybe I'll ask her for her autograph myself.
Oh, well, that might not be a good idea.
Why not?
I was kind of not supposed to tell anyone. Oops.
Well, it's okay, Tamika. I won't say anything. Mum's word. And I didn't tell anyone till now.
Why didn't you want Tamika to tell anyone, Ashley?
If everyone knew, they'd expect me to, you know, be great all the time.
And I did expect you to perform better.
Note that when my client, Mr. Riley, uses the word better, he doesn't mean to imply
Eugene,
that...
Eugene, please. Ashley, if you really wanted to play in college, you were going to have to be good. Very good.
That's why you were tough on me in practice?
Yep. I saw the potential you had, so I pushed you to be as good as you could possibly be.
Not so fast. That doesn't explain the rest of the season. Why did you have to insult her? You said that she was just like her dad. Now, that was a pretty low blow.
I'd like to point out for the record that Mr. Jenkins just indirectly referred to his own qualities as an insult.
That's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant either. Now, come on, Bill. Even though we disagreed, I still thought you were a good politician. You were always stubborn and persistent. You didn't back down. Ashley was doing the same thing, just like her dad.
You meant it as a compliment?
Of course.
Okay, so what about the All-Star game?
Exactly. She was the best player. Why didn't you pick her?
Yeah, that. Ashley, I didn't think you were ready for the All-Star game. I mean, you were ready as far as talent goes. But I didn't know about emotionally.
Emotionally?
These games are a big deal. Now, there's a lot of older kids there, and the whole thing can mess with your head. As your coach, I figured it'd be best to wait a year and let you grow a little before you got mixed up with all of that. But maybe it wasn't my decision to make. I was wrong.
Whoa! When my client used the word wrong, he did not mean it in the sense of an admission of guilt. What
Eugene,
he actually meant
Eugene,
to say
Eugene, was... Eugene, let them go.
I should have had a talk with you and your dad. I'm sorry for that, Ashley. But I didn't know you were so interested in the scouts seeing you at that game. I thought the scouts were only a college thing, something you wouldn't be dealing with for another few years. I didn't realize there were high school scouts until I saw it in your legal papers. But here's what I don't get. If you were so mad about it, why didn't you talk to me?
I was sure you wouldn't listen. I thought you didn't like me.
Oh, Ashley... Sounds like I didn't do the best job of talking to you about what was going on.
I didn't either. I never told you that I was mad. If I had just asked you about what was going on, everything wouldn't have gotten so weird. I'm sorry, Mr. Riley.
I'm sorry, too.
Then can we presume that these apologies will suffice for reconciliation and that the charges will be dropped?
Dad?
Well, you still won't be going to Briarhurst Academy. You lost your only chance.
I know.
Maybe she hasn't.
What are you talking about? The All-Star game was 2 days ago. The scouts are gone.
Well, actually, they're not.
Well, how could you possibly know that?
One of the scouts is a friend of mine, and I happen to know that he's staying at the Odyssey Hotel until tomorrow morning.
How does that help us?
Well, I have an idea.
Jays and the Yankees
coming. Hey, Whit.
Good morning, Walter.
Come on in. Don't mind the mess. I'm just packing up.
Oh, no problem.
What can I do for you?
Well, actually, strange as it may sound, I'm wondering if you could just look out your window.
The window?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll play first base.
Sounds good.
What about me?
Tamika, you bat. Okay, now the vending machine is first base, the light pole is second, and the curb is third. Ashley?
Yes, sir?
Pitch. Let's play ball!
Who is that pitching?
Her name is Ashley.
Wow. How fast was that ball?
Great throw, Ashley.
Wait, let me get my radar gun.
And so, in conclusion, I ask you, what are we in this country if not seekers of the truth? If we strive for getting our way instead of striving for true justice, in the long run, we shall get neither. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Oh, that was very good, Eugene.
Yeah, and thorough.
Mm.
Yeah, 19 points was plenty.
Well, thank you all. I figured I should try it out in front of an audience in case I actually deliver it. Did you have any more notes?
Well, your visual aids are nice. But the drawing of the softball field is a little off.
Huh?
It should be a diamond, not an oval.
That's not a softball field. It's the earth.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Ashley.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, everyone.
Well, it's good to see you.
Guess what, Coach?
What?
I met with the scout before he left this morning.
Uh-huh.
And he wants me to come for a tryout next month. I may be going to Briarhurst Academy after all.
Well, now that's great.
Well.
And my dad and I have decided to officially drop the lawsuit.
Oh, that's good.
Well, now you make sure you thank your dad for me and tell him no hard feelings, okay?
I will.
Well, sorry you went to so much trouble preparing for the case, Eugene.
Yeah. Seeing as how it all could have been avoided with a little better communications on our part.
Oh, no need to apologize. Here's my statement of services rendered.
Your what?
My bill.
Bill? Bill? But listen, now, the case never went to trial.
Of course not, and we won. But I still need compensation for my operating expenses.
What operating expenses?
Do you have any idea how much pie charts cost these days?
No.
And that's not to mention my trip to Chicago to observe a similar case. Now, that involved airfare, hotel costs.
Wait a minute. Hold it. You took a plane trip.
Mr. Riley, it was absolutely necessary for our defense strategy.
Are you going to stop them, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, I don't think so.
Really?
Well, if nothing else, at least they're communicating.
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, Jesus says, "If one of your brothers sins against you, go and point out what was wrong, but do it in private, just between the two of you." If Ashley and her dad had done this with Tom, they could have saved some people a lot of headaches. You see, God wants us to get along and to love each other. In fact, he thinks this is so important that he told us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, "If you're about to place your gift on the altar and remember that someone is angry with you, leave your gift in front of the altar and go make peace with your brother." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. All-Star Witness was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Walker Edmiston, Corey Burton, Courtney Brown, Bryce Keltner, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell, with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.